Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air, rather, from 1 to 4, and then you could hear the show as a podcast after 4 o'clock. John Cobell on demand on the iHeart app as well. Moistline, we're going to play twice in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, we're going to have many hacks in the dumpster. It's going to be layers and layers of bodies that we're throwing in the dumpster. And now we're going to talk with Nathan Hochman and continue something we started last half hour with former Sheriff Alex Villanueva. And this concerns District Attorney George Gascon. He's got an assistant district attorney named Diana Turan. She's been charged with 11 felonies. She used to be a deputy public defender, and she accessed illegally confidential files of 11 sheriff's deputies. And then when she joined Gascon's office, she used the information against those sheriff's deputies. And now there's an investigation and charges from the state attorney general. And we're going to talk now to Nathan Hochman, who's running against George Gascon for L.A. County D.A. This is quite a scandal. Nathan, welcome again. How are you?
Very good, John. Thank you very much. Not a good week for George Gascon, I must say.
No. Talk about what, based on what you know and what you've read, what do you think she was doing here, Diana Turan?
So first, what's actually shocking is that this is the first time that a senior member of a DA's management team has ever been charged with criminal felony counts. I mean, this is literally historic. And the person who actually charged Diana Turan was none other than California Attorney General Rob Bonta. And the reason that that's significant is that, if you remember, Rob Bonta was one of George Gascon's biggest supporters in 2020. In fact, he famously published a selfie of the two of them smiling together with his endorsement. And so if Rob Bonta believes that the evidence is so strong that he is willing to basically do the right thing and go against a political ally, it shows you how bad Diana Turan's actions are. And it raises huge questions about what George Gascon knew and when he knew it.
It seems impossible that he didn't know that she was carrying all this information and was using it in prosecutions.
You're absolutely right. I mean, these allegations first surfaced in 2019. They were publicly made. The news media reported on them. In January of 2021, he hires her specifically to be in charge of prosecutions of police officers. And he had to have known that these allegations existed, but then didn't care, which is a level of incompetence and lack of judgment that is just is profound. But he tripled down. He doesn't double down. He triples down on Diana Turan in January of 2024, this past January, when he elevates her to the assistant DA, the number three spot, putting her in charge of ethics, integrity, and police prosecutions, knowing that there's an active attorney general criminal investigation against her, yet he doesn't care. And that's either one of two things. Either he is literally incompetent when it comes to managing the DA's office and needs to resign for that reason, or he blessed this, that he thought that this is a criminal activity that he was okay with, and that opens up a whole other set of doors that I'm sure George Gascon does not want to walk through.
Well, if this was going on with his blessing, what else has been going on for the last 3.5 years? Because this is really outrageous.
You know, we know, for instance, back in 2022, that Diana Turan, and this is the subject of a lawsuit, Diana Turan supposedly prohibited the disclosure of a declination of a police officer who was involved in an excessive force case. The DA's office had reviewed the evidence. They were prepared to decline the case. But that was right before Sheriff Villanueva was up for election. And Diana Turan didn't want to do anything to help Sheriff Villanueva, so she delayed the issuance of that declination until after the election. This is that same Diana Turan who now is the subject of 11 felony counts.
Well, it seems like she and Gascon were blinded by their disdain for police officers.
I think that's right. I mean, the only reason to bring Diana Turan in from the public defender's office is because she had worked on police cases involving police officers. And so it's not a surprise that she brought with her confidential information that she had developed when she was with the Sheriff's Department originally, then the public defender's office, now the DA's office, brings it with her because she's got a mission. And the mission is to see how many police officers she can possibly prosecute, because that is what Gascon promised to the people of Los Angeles in 2020. And he has not backed away from Diana Turan at all. There's no statement out there saying that he is appalled by her conduct, that he's overly concerned about the charges that have been filed against her, that he has suspended her from her duties, none of that. So again, George Gascon has a lot of questions to answer about when he knew, what he knew, and what actions he's taken.
The thing is, the two of them know that all this stuff is illegal. There's no question. She knew she was doing it illegally. He knew she was doing it illegally, and they still kept going.
You know, again, this is very consistent with how George Gascon has staffed his senior management. If you recall, you know, his chief of staff, Tiffany Blacknell, also someone who's never been a prosecutor, although Diana Turan was a prosecutor, she came from the public defender's office. Tiffany Blacknell never was a prosecutor and came from the public defender's office. And she was famously pictured with a T-shirt during the Defund the Police movement in 2020. It said the police are trained to kill us, calling them barbarians and an occupying army. This is his political ideology that he's sadly inserted in the DA's office, forcing those to hew to his political agenda or face retaliation if they don't.
How does he carry on for the rest of the year? I mean, at this point, why is he even bothering? This is a huge betrayal of the public confidence here.
Absolutely. I mean, he's lost the confidence of the 750 people, the deputy district attorneys who work for him every day, 98% of whom supported his actual recall. You know, he's lost the faith and the sort of partnership with law enforcement, because it's been clear he's much more interested in prosecuting law enforcement than he is partnering with them to go after the criminals in our society. And he's lost the faith and trust of victims groups, because he's abandoned victims groups in so many different instances rather than be their champion. So why George Gascon wants to be the district attorney as opposed to a public defender, I have no idea.
It's really stunning. What's likely to happen here? I mean, she could go to prison, obviously, for all this.
I mean, I think the maximum sentence that if she was convicted on all counts would be close to 9 years. And yes, she could very well go to prison. It's certainly a consideration in the case. And that would be extraordinary. I mean, even her going through this process will reveal who in the district attorney's office besides her knew what was going on. I mean, was it her boss? Did her boss actually bless these actions?
If Gascon knew that she was using this stolen information to prosecute people on his watch, is he not liable criminally?
You know, it's an excellent question, and one I'm sure that Rob Bonta, the attorney general, will look at, because Rob Bonta said in his press release, no one is above the law. And I think, you know, he's not just referring to Diana Turan. If George Gascon, the evidence shows beyond a reasonable doubt that George Gascon worked with Diana Turan, you know, to engage in these illegal conduct, then I'm confident that Rob Bonta and the attorney general's office will pursue all leads wherever they may take him.
All right, Nathan Hochman, thank you for coming on again, and we will talk again soon. Website for people to keep track of your campaign is what?
Nathan Hochman, NathanHochman.com. And thank you very much for having me on. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too. Anytime. All right, we'll continue.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we have several public meltdowns now to play for you. I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know if this always went on, but we just didn't have so much recording to document it. But people are having emotional breakdowns, and it's hysterical. We'll start with a crazy lady at LAX. She apparently had some problem with her Delta flight, and she wanted to be booked on the next Delta flight. And she started screaming at all the people at the desk. And they were staring back at her, and they were giggling. And the reason was, that was the WestJet decks, the WestJet desk. And she's screaming at them because she needed a Delta flight booked. I'm not making this up. Listen to her here. Young woman.
So get me the f*** up on the next flight, you mother f***.
Call Pete Buttigieg.
That's a PSA. Call that mother right now. Get me up on the next flight. Get me up on the next mother flight. Seriously.
On your right hand side.
They're laughing at her.
And pay for that. Pay for that. I will call Pete Buttigieg right now. Call his. Call his.
Get on your right hand side.
Now somebody's going to tell her, we're WestJet, not Delta.
This is WestJet, not Delta.
I think you need to go over there.
Oh, you're the wrong terminal? You're the wrong terminal?
She starts laughing maniacally.
You're in the wrong space.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you're taking me.
You're stuck with me, dude.
You want to take your stuff?
Come on.
I don't even know what to say about that. Wow.
If she had to be on a flight, just book the flight. There was no one in front of her. There were no other customers there. Nobody was in her way. Nobody was delaying her. Nobody was telling her that she couldn't get on another flight. She just flipped out and started screaming at the wrong people.
I wish she would have done that in Dubai.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought that was going to be Deborah when she was trying to get her flight back to America and she was stuck in Dubai.
Nope,
I was worried that was going to be Deborah.
I was on my best behavior. No way.
I was thinking of you too.
Nope. I do not scream at flight attendants or anybody, any TSA.
No, it's all federal crime.
I was searched in Dubai. I just let it go.
You think that chick made her flight? That took a lot of time.
I know. If she was in a rush, Why not just put down your license and your credit card and get out of there? All right, now this is good. Emory University. Where is that? That's down south, isn't it?
It's in Georgia.
Georgia, yeah. And there's this lecturer named Caroline Folan, who was at one of these protests. And apparently she was trying to help one of the demonstrators who had been accosted by the police. And she went to the rescue and listened to her scream. She gets in the way, and one of the cops decided he's not putting up with her interference and takes her down. I mean, just takes her, and she's on the ground, face on the concrete, and she's trying to defend herself by saying she's a professor. Listen to this. Cut to you.
John, don't ever say that I'm crazy again.
What's he saying at the end there?
Rabid dog.
He's calling the cops Nazis and rabid dogs.
Let me see. We got some time. All right. Why don't we play at least part of this is at UCLA. A pro-Israel student getting into a debate with an anti-Israel UCLA teacher assistant over the definition of genocide. We'll just play part of this. Cut number four.
This is a professor here at UCLA University.
Yes, I am, and I'm talking about the truth. It's a genocide.
What's your name?
What's your problem?
You clearly don't know what the definition of a genocide is.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a professor.
I don't know what the definition
UCLA.
Of a genocide is.
She doesn't know the definition of a genocide.
What is the definition? Yeah, tell me.
It's a Greek name.
It comes from genos, which is genos, and genoptonia. It's like the killing of a whole nation.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Then why has the Palestinian population number only been increasing since 1948? Genuine question. How is that a genocide if the population has only been increasing?
Who can help me here to answer this question?
No, wait. All right. Stop right there. So he says, if it's a genocide, how come the Palestinian population has only gone up since 1948? And she looks to the crowd and goes, somebody help me here answer this question.
Oh, just wait. Just wait till you see who answers it.
Okay.
This question, can you help me?
No, I want to help him.
You want to help him? Okay, so
he
like,
really
you think for 70 years the Palestinian people have been treated fairly? Have been treated in a state where they could protect themselves? Did they have a choice? The kids that are getting died in massive graves, do they have a choice? Do they have a choice to get born there?
Professor at UCLA.
Yes, I am a professor and I'm asking that they don't have a choice.
They
don't have a choice, the kids.
The only people that are oppressing the Palestinian people are Hamas, the terrorist organization.
I don't say that. I just see people getting killed. People that they didn't have any choice. They were just born there. And I see people who selling them products and goods to survive and that they're bombing them at the same time. And I understand and I'm not a racist. I don't discriminate against people. I believe that all need to be respected as human beings. I'm just saying that, and I'm saying that you want to provoke the people here with not a good reason.
Do I look like I'm provoking?
Yes, you came here to provoke them. That's what you're doing.
They're spreading fear.
They're not spreading fear.
They're spreading
they're hatred. Trying to protect the innocent kids that they're being bombed. What do you have to say?
He was standing there with an Israeli flag, and she is having a complete mental breakdown.
But this is provoking. It's bad. It's bad for you. It's just reactionary.
I'm here to show Jews
to
you.
You should
not
be with them.
Be
help them.
Exactly.
You should be with them.
I'm so glad I spent money sending my daughter there.
people are spending, what, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year on these schools.
Well, that not and, UCLA.
Not UCLA. But
USC, yeah.
USC, yeah. Well, it was even worse over at USC. And at Columbia. Columbia, I think, is $90,000 a year now. And then they complain that they don't have job prospects and they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Well, what should you be hired for? If that's what you've been doing with your time, if that's the garbage in your head, if you were running a major company and you normally get your hires out of places like Columbia or USC, and you see these people on your television, why would you bring them into the office? I mean, you wouldn't want them to deliver pizza on a Friday afternoon. They're dangerous. They're so deranged. And they don't know what they're talking about. That's the thing. Why don't you have like a calm, reasonable discussion here? And it's just screaming.
Well, again, nobody seems to go back to what happened on October 7th.
Yeah, I know. Israel has been so busy with the war, I think they neglected the public relations, which you have to have, because when, especially with social media and the insanity there, when there's a vacuum of information, that vacuum gets filled with a lot of nonsense.
The narrative has completely changed.
I know. It's absurd. All right. We got more coming up next hour. Two rounds of the Moist Line. Hacks in a dumpster.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up next segment, Adam Schiff had his luggage stolen by car burglars in San Francisco. Really, this is really funny. Mr. Progressive Criminal Justice Reform had his car busted into and they took all his clothes. What are you going to do with Adam Schiff's dirty laundry? Well, I'll tell you about that coming up next segment. Right now, one of the things we have been discussing the last few days ever since these protests went crazy at the college campuses is who's funding this? Who's organizing this? because if you look at an aerial shot like over Columbia University, you can see all the tents are uniform. They're all the same. And the messages are all the same. And somebody has to do the logistics of putting a protest together. You have to make sure you have enough people. You have to get them the message. You have to buy the tents. Somebody's got to ship the tents. You got to have people there to set it up. You got to organize the speakers who are going to lead the nursery rhymes, the whole thing, right? This is not, these are not spontaneous demonstrations. You can see every time they talk to local students, the students are absolute know-nothings. They don't know what they're yelling about, but they know they're mad. New York Post had a story today, and it, excuse me, it looks like it's George Soros again. It's his organizations. Starting with the Columbia protest, and now they're all over the place, and it's all copycat tent cities at Harvard, Yale, Berkeley, Ohio State, Emory in Georgia, and all of them organized by branches of the same nonprofit, Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, funded by George Soros, and he has many, many nonprofit subsidiaries. And they use his money to create this chaos. Students for Justice in Palestine is funded by a network of nonprofits, and all those nonprofits ultimately are funded by Soros and others. Soros is a billionaire left-wing investor, and he has been funding a lot of the groups that have created the anarchy over the years for all these issues that seem to come and go like fashion. Like pre-pea stained pants, anything from Occupy in the old days to Black Lives Matter to transgender to I don't know what you can't even keep up with it. The George Floyd protests, obviously, these are all organized and funded by George Soros and other tech billionaires as well. This is what they put their money into, and it's largely the members who are willing to. Do the marching from the colleges are upper middle class white girls and white guys. And they seem to have some terrible rebellion against the privilege that they came from. And they create most of the havoc. Now, most of them are absolutely ignorant. At three colleges, the protests are being encouraged by paid radicals. These radicals are fellows of the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. George Soros funds this group as well. They are paid $7,800 for community-based fellows. And those on campus, so these would be students, are paid roughly between $2,800 and $3,600. You spend 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations. Now, these are pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas organizations who preach death to Jews. They're trained to rise up, to join the revolution. This radical group, again, U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, got $300,000 from Soros' Open Society Foundation since 2017. Also took in $355,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Now, we're talking about, the Rockefellers. It's now the fourth generation of Rockefellers, and they are giving away their ancestors' money to all these ludicrous groups. George Soros' son, Alexander, now controls Open Society Foundations. Alexander, his new girlfriend is Huma Abedin, who used to be Hillary Clinton's top aide, and she still is legally married to Anthony Weiner. That pervert. Open Society, the Soros group, has given more than $20 million to the Tides Foundation, who then sends the cash to smaller groups. One of them is a Jewish Voice for Peace. And they have been a prominent part of the protests at Columbia. And they're the ones who get on camera to say, hey, look, we're Jewish and we're against what's going on, too. You have Jews who are pro-Hamas, Jews who are pro-terrorist, who are busy killing Jews. But, you know, everybody's making money on this because they've gotten $650,000, a Jewish Voice for Peace. Also, there is the Westchester People's Action Coalition Foundation. They got $132,000, and they're a major funder of anti-Israel groups. So, you know, you go on and on here, but you get the idea. It is an intricate spider's web, starting with very wealthy people who intentionally want to cause public disturbances, radicalize young people in college who are too stupid to know any better, and everybody's getting paid. They're making money. The organizers are making money. The students are getting paid to protest. Of course they're getting paid to protest. Imagine that. Imagine you could get $3,000-$4,000 just for going out and protesting. Of course the students are going to eat that up, and they'll say whatever you want them to say. It's all performance theater. But that's what's really going on. Of course, you think every news report, like here locally, every news report that covers USC or UCLA protests should be asking that one question. Who's paying for this? Who's donating the money for this? How much are the students getting paid to stand and chant their nursery rhymes and beat their toy drums? More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Adam Schiff. Let's see. Let me get this right here. If you go to Adam Schiff's congressional website, it says that Schiff has been a champion for progressive and practical criminal justice reform. You know what that's code for? Let out all the prisoners early and don't prosecute all the criminals today. So there's a huge number of criminals running around who, even if they get caught, don't go to jail. There's no bail for their crimes. And if they are caught, they spend very little time in jail, even if they're prosecuted, even if they're found guilty. In fact, oftentimes they're released immediately. So they go and they steal more, right? That is the whole progressive philosophy. Let the criminals steal as much as they want. Well, blew back on Adam Schiff. Schiff showed up in San Francisco. He was supposed to go to a fancy dinner party. An attorney, I imagine this guy, Joe Kochet, is one of his big donors. And they were going to have a dinner to commemorate their relationship. And he just had to wear his ordinary shirt sleeves and hiking vest. Everybody else was in suits. He had no clothes. Schiff's car had been parked in the garage for a couple of days for appearances. And he discovered that they took all his luggage while he was in a downtown parking garage. And Kochet, the lawyer supporter, says, "Well, Adam really showed himself tonight. You know, he was unruffled by all this. He'll be a great senator. He's going to change the Senate tremendously." I don't know who Joe Kochet is and what he wants in return from Schiff, but Schiff is an idiot if he's a progressive criminal justice reformer, because all that happens is more and more people steal stuff and more people assault the innocent. There's more theft, whether it's from cars, stores, homes. Everybody's taking stuff because there's no consequences. And no consequences is the whole point of progressive criminal justice reform. So, of course, this idiot lawyer is going to donate money and Schiff is going to go pay his respects and kiss his feet. Schiff admitted that he was warned not to leave anything in the car, but he was in a hurry. He didn't want to be late. And I'm reading these news stories, and it looks like everybody was just making a lot of jokes because it's funny, right? It's funny when you have all your stuff stolen. They really don't care. Here's another progressive justice reform. Here's another example. We're going to play you this story, and then we're going to talk to one of the women who owns Pink Sponge Home Cleaning in Glendora. You may have heard there was a group of teenagers who trashed to the tune of $25,000, a large number of vehicles that the Pink Sponge home cleaning business uses to clean people's homes. And these were pink Volkswagen Bugs. They're kind of cute looking. And these three teenagers, and I looked at the video, two of them are girls. Two teenage girls smashing windows and destroying these cars. Their taillights, the headlights, the windows, the paint. We're going to play you this clip now from KTLA Channel 5, Sandra Mitchell.
Blasting a fire extinguisher and twerking on top of cars. They kicked in every single headlight that they could find. Teenagers on a vandalism rampage. They pulled down on the windows so hard that they broke the regulators. They carved into the hoods of the cars. Those bright pink Volkswagen Bugs belong to Pink Sponge Home Cleaning in Glendora. For 2 hours early Saturday morning, the vandals tore through this rooftop parking lot at the Glendora Marketplace, causing $25,000 in damage to the parked cars.
They happily tore open doors. They threw products over the side of the building. It was disgusting.
18 of the company's 25 vehicles were badly damaged, and still this company that prides itself on respect and integrity and giving back to their community is determined to push ahead.
I couldn't understand how someone could do something to a company that was trying to do good. And it didn't make sense.
The vandals carved gang symbols on some of the cars, and that helped lead police to one of the suspects. A 15-year-old gang member from Laverne is now in custody, arrested for felony vandalism.
We've built everything from the ground up. So to see our hard work just be vandalized for hours was just completely disheartening. Our Pink Sponge team is strong, but it's been sad. It's been very sad.
Glendora police tell me they do have the cell phone of that teenage suspect. They're going through it to find links to the two girls you just saw in the video. By the way, Pink Sponge telling me their insurance claim was denied because they have been vandalized previously.
Of course it was denied. Yeah, because they were vandalized previously because there aren't any laws in L.A. County. So eventually, if you get vandalized or broken into often enough, the insurance company says, we're not insuring you anymore because this place is chaotic. There aren't any laws enforced. This is the legacy of Gascon. I looked at the video. They actually turned on a smoke machine, spread smoke across the parking lot, I guess, to hide their identities.
It was a fire extinguisher.
It was a fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
That must have, but anyway, eventually the smoke or whatever it was faded away, and you could see it was a guy and two girls. And the girl was acting like this is the first time she'd committed a crime. And she picked some kind of heavy object up, and she was a little unsteady and unsure. And then she hurls it, smashes the window of one of the pink Bugs, and then stands there with her mouth open like the bimbo that she is, going, oh, wow, look at that. Look what I did. Well, they did a lot of the damage. I guess the guy was the gang member. Maybe they were all gang members. Oh, and the other girl, one of the other girls, climbed up on the roof and was twerking, sticking her rear end up in the air. You could see it under her skirt there. She lifted it up. How do you raise something like that? I mean, a lot of guys are hopeless if they're not raised properly, but you rarely see girls acting this way and committing this kind of damage. What kind of damaged childhoods do they all have? Now, they all ought to be charged with felonies, and they should actually go to jail for years for this. We are going to talk to the co-founder of the Pink Sponge, Jennifer Algrim, when we come back. And she's got a GoFundMe page, and maybe we can do our part collectively to help her out. You go to GoFundMe.com and the search phrase, local small business becomes victim to random vandalization. Local small business becomes victim to random vandalization. Type that in. And it's on all our social media sites as well. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.